You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Josh Skolnick, the founder and CEO of Monster Tree Service, the nation's first and fastest-growing tree service franchise. Josh, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So I understand you've been an entrepreneur since birth who sold candy to classmates in grade school. I love to see that. And how were you able to tap into your entrepreneurial spirit so early? And what other businesses did you create as a kid and teenager? And what did you learn from those first businesses that you launched?
Yeah, so my story is quite interesting and definitely outside the box and not something you traditionally hear about school-age children. My entrepreneurial spirit really started at a very early age. I was involved in Cub Scouts as well as Boy Scouts as I grew up through my teenage years. And I'm actually an Eagle Scout with the Boy Scouts of America. And so we had done several activities through scouting in order to raise money for a lot of our camping trips and stuff that we did. And so when I was in elementary school, actually, most kids would typically, you know, bring school books and pads of paper and pencils and the typical stuff that school-age kids carry in their school bag. The things that my wife and I are packing for my oldest daughter who's in kindergarten, except for me, I was twisting my parents' arm to take me to the local wholesale warehouse in order to buy candy and lollipops and chewing gum and stuff. And I was selling it to my classmates for a quarter in the hallways as well as at recess. So, you know, it was quite interesting. And then eventually a lot of people probably don't even remember back in the late 80s and early 90s, POGs were a big thing. And so the kids at recess would play them a lot. And so I started investing in buying large volume of POGs from local shops that had sold them. And I would sell them to the kids on the playground at recess as well. As far as other business ventures that I got involved in, I eventually started doing snow removal in the wintertime throughout the local neighborhood where I had grown up. And I would walk the neighborhood and offer to shovel driveways. I grew up in a little neighborhood called Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. And it's a little town, and the neighborhood that I lived in was primarily an older demographic. And so, you know, it was an easy target for people who would be willing to pay somebody to shovel their driveway. And so at that time, I would go out and I would shovel driveways for $25-$50 a driveway, either by shovel or with a snowblower. And, you know, as I continued to do that, I saw an opportunity to start offering lawn mowing services within the local neighborhood as well. And so ultimately, I ended up going out and soliciting some neighbors as well to start mowing their lawns.
You certainly did get an early start, no question about that. Now, you've always been far more interested in chasing entrepreneurial dreams than going to school. Do you believe you missed out on anything not going to college? And how has it helped you to be career focused since your teen years? And would you recommend that to others to pursue a similar path as you did? And what qualities or traits must they possess for it to work? If you can remember all that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not a problem. I don't feel, to answer your question, do I feel as if I missed out on anything? The answer is no. You know, after I graduated high school, all of my friends, obviously, as most kids graduating high school, went off to college and did a minimum of 4 years at a school. Most traveled out to universities across the country. And so I was sort of left here as the island graduate that decided to continue in a landscaping business that I had began to develop through middle school and high school. And, you know, I had the great opportunity of developing a pretty large scale landscaping company throughout my middle school and high school years. And had actually, when I graduated high school, had some full-time employees working for me at that time. I had two or three full-time employees and continued to grow that business. So I think the best way to really respond to that is that, you know, no, I don't feel as if I missed out on anything because I was so busy over the course of the 4 years that my friends were away at school that it really gave me an opportunity, you know, without any distractions to focus on developing my business and ultimately allowed me to continue to drive forward with the entrepreneurial spirit that I had shown and things that I had done in the past, as well as gave me time to really develop other business ideas, which, you know, we can talk about later, other businesses that I had rolled into over the natural progression of growing my business. As far as whether or not I would recommend it to other you know, children at that age across America, really young adults, is I think that really something that lacks in this country at this point is people who choose a trade as a kind of a career path, as well as being an entrepreneur and kind of thinking outside the box and being more of a risk taker. I didn't grow up in a wealthy family, and so if I would have gone to college, it would have been something that I would have had to foot the bill for. And so if I look back, you know, the money that I would have spent to go to college, or I would have had to borrow in order to take, financial assistance or financial aid and carry that debt and weather that for several years beyond the process of getting the four-plus-year education, I chose to kind of take a different risk path and, you know, use that to ultimately go out and borrow money to buy equipment and fund different business ventures. So, you know, I would really encourage people to kind of follow their dreams and not feel that you've got to work within this mold that people kind of paint this picture of. This is how in everyday society the process goes. You go through, you know, 12 years of grade school, 13 including kindergarten, and then you go off to college and you choose a career. You're either a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, or something of that sort, and you've got to pick some sort of a degree. Because, you know, this country really needs more people like myself and people that are willing to take a risk and think outside the box. And I think that from a financial performance, there's a lot more opportunity and scalability within, you know, running a business and being an entrepreneur, because, you know, when you work in that corporate environment, you're sort of operating within the box and you can really, really play out every single move. You know, you have a pretty good understanding of what your annual bonus is going to be in addition to your salary, what your annual raise might be. You've got your standardized vacations and you take that. And yeah, the advantage is that when you work for somebody, you kind of turn it off at the end of the day, but you know, it really comes down to how are you wired? Are you willing to manage something much greater? Because, you know, the opportunity is far greater doing something on your own.
I'd have to agree with you there. Now, you've had two major aha moments so far that sparked brand new companies that have fueled your success as an entrepreneur. Where did the mulch blowing business idea come from, for first of all, and how did you end up launching the first ever tree service franchise as someone who didn't have any tree service experience before launching the business? That's pretty impressive as well. And how did you know how to capitalize on these opportunities when they were presented to you?
So as I had stated earlier in the conversation, I grew a pretty large scale landscaping business. And shortly after high school, I made a few acquisitions of some other local companies within the landscaping industry, local to where I was. And it had put me up to about 400 full service accounts that I was doing everything on the exterior of the homes. I was responsible for mowing the lawns on a weekly basis, weeding and mulching the beds, trimming the shrubs, fertilizing and doing the weed control for the turf as well. And in the spring of 2004, I was faced with having way too many accounts in order to get the mulch complete by Memorial Day weekend, which was typically a target date that, you know, that was a holiday weekend. A lot of people wanted to enjoy their yards and wanted, you know, everything to be cleaned up and spruced up before that. You know, Memorial Day weekend. And so what I was forced to do was explore other opportunities of how to improve our process of applying the mulch. And that's when I came across the technology that's out there in the mulch blowing industry, which are mechanized machines that install landscape products pneumatically through 4-inch hoses up to a length of 300 feet. So from the placement of the machine, either in the street or parking lot of a commercial property or in a residential driveway, you can get up to 300 feet and install the product significantly faster at a rate of about 15 cubic yards of mulch per hour versus a single yard by wheelbarrow with typical old school labor tactics of just a shovel or a pitchfork and a wheelbarrow. And so at that point, you know, that was sort of the first aha moment for me, because as I employed that technology in my landscaping business, it caught the attention of a lot of other contractors who had maybe one large scale commercial property or a residential estate or a shopping center or apartment complex. And so I started having local landscapers asking me if they could subcontract work out to me, 300 yards of mulch here, 500 there. And it quickly got my wheels spinning. And so I went to the Lawn and Landscape Magazine, which publishes on an annual basis the 100 top landscape companies revenue-wise across the country. And so I went through there and I pulled everyone off that list that was in the tri-state area that I could reach out to throughout, you know, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and reached out to them and said, hey, I'm interested in installing mulch for you guys, and went and sold myself way beyond my capacity with one unit. And in the spring of 2005, actually had to purchase two additional mulch flowing units and went out that year with three units and continued to grow that. Ultimately, as I continued to grow, we got up to about 7 units in total by 2006, 2007 timeframe. And we're actually operating from Long Island, New York, down to Northern Virginia. Some of my clients were people such as Target, Kohl's, Walmart, and many other large-scale commercial entities that, you know, occupy industrial and retail space all over America. And I was servicing those locations, as I stated, from Long Island, New York, down in Northern Virginia. One day we were actually out blowing mulch, and we had a client said, wow, you guys are mulch monsters, and that sort of tagged the new name Mulch Monsters. You know, got together with my graphic designer, designed the logo, and we began to run under that trade name. In 2007, I actually had sold my landscaping business because the mulch blowing business grew at such a rapid pace, and we're gaining a lot of a national attention from these retail outlets. So I continued to grow that business. And between 2007 and 2008, I had a lot of existing customers reaching out about tree work. And one customer that comes to mind, Dave Gustafson out of Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, had called and had a $2,500 dead elm tree he needed taken down. And so what I did, he wasn't finding a supplier that he felt confident in and was struggling to get somebody out there to do it. I ended up finding a contract climber, which is somebody with their own insurance and workers' comp and, you know, shows up with their own climbing gear to do the job. And we rented a dump truck and a tree chipper. And Saturday, June 7th, 2008, we went out to take that tree down just as a one-day project. And ultimately, I sold $20,000 worth of work up and down the street in one day. And that sort of catapulted me into the tree business now. And I had no intentions of being in the tree business. But after selling $20,000 worth of work, knowing nothing about trees, when I looked up, I had no option but to execute as I had done in the past on different opportunities that I had. And ultimately was able to employ that gentleman that came out that Saturday for us on a full-time basis, and began to run ads and publish some marketing in the local marketplace and grew a multi-million dollar business in a very short period of time. And that was sort of the birth of Monster Tree Service in 2008.
Take some hard work and desire to grab upon those opportunities that come your way. And you certainly have done that. It certainly is very clear. Today we're joined by Josh Skolnick, the founder and CEO of Monster Tree Service, the nation's first and fastest growing tree service franchise. Here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Franchise Channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, talk to us about Monster Tree Service. What is Monster Tree Service specifically? It may be a no-brainer, but don't want to miss anything there. And how have you been able to build and grow the franchise system so rapidly, and what makes it such a high upside franchise ownership opportunity?
Monster Tree Service is the first and only national franchise offering in America. And, you know, who are we? We're a residential and commercial tree service operating, providing general tree care services such as tree removal, pruning, stump grinding. And we also have a plant healthcare division, which we offer fertilization and disease control of shrubs and trees around our clients' property, both residential and commercially. We're growing at a rapid pace because I think what we've really done to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace is we hold ourselves to a higher standard of tree care. One of the things that we do, we treat our clients in a very professional manner. We give them honest advice. We operate with a very high level of honesty and integrity. And so as we've done that, we've developed a very loyal following across America with all the locations that we've opened up through our franchise partners. We currently have operations in 25% of the states in the U.S. And as we continue to grow, we're a trusted partner with, you know, retail clients all over the country and residential and commercial customers. In addition to that, you know, at our current pace of growth, we're on track to do 100 new units with Monster Tree Service over the next four years. And again, you know, one of our big claim to fame is one of our newest trademark slogans is making the world a more beautiful place one tree at a time. So, you know, our mission as we continue to grow is, you know, to maintain trees, again, hold ourselves to a higher level of standard of tree care, as well as be first in class in the industry.
Awesome stuff. And in conclusion, let's get back to you personally. What has made you so successful? What are your key differentiators as a business owner and leader? And what do you look for in a potential franchisee or potential employees? And what's next for you and Monster Tree Service in conclusion?
I think the things that really make myself successful is, you know, the competitive drive, the understanding of, you know, there's no other option but winning. One of the things you'll often hear me say is, if you're not first, you're last. And I live and die by that saying, because, you know, it's my lifelong dream to build a legacy that can carry on through my family and many others with our franchise partners, you know, as being first in class in the industry. And we'll do whatever it takes. You know, if we've got the tenacity, the financial wherewithal to achieve the dreams and goals that I've set forth for not only myself, but as well as my team. I think that, you know, some of the things that gained the high level of respect that I get, not only from my franchise partners, but as well as the employees that work for me, is, you know, that I make myself available. You know, I'm a humble guy. I show up to work every day in jeans and a t-shirt and work boots. And regardless of what the meeting is that I have to go, you'll typically find me in a safety green t-shirt. And that's just the personality I have. And I don't forget where I've come from. I've been very fortunate to, you know, to build a pretty large net worth along with a very valuable business. But again, it comes back to not forgetting where you came from and treating people like people. And, you know, when you do that, you build a team that's somebody that's going to be a really strong force within the industry. You know, I'm a young guy. I'm very tenacious. I've got a lot of energy. And again, I won't quit until I win it.
And that last comment certainly says it all. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us here today on the program. Where can listeners get all the details about Monster Tree Service?
You can visit www.whymonster.com, and that's whymonster.com. And you can scroll through the website, tell you a lot more about our services. As far as information about franchising, you can click on the link of Own a Monster, and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Josh, again, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Josh Skolnick, the founder and CEO of Monster Tree Service, the nation's first and fastest growing tree service franchise. And for all the details, visit whymonster.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.